Matt Varney here, coming to you from the River Radio Sports Room. Once again, similar to this week, we had a roundtable with some area basketball coaches. Wanted to reach out to the presidents of the conferences, the River to River, the Black Diamond, the South 7, conferences like that. And so Thursday night, I made sure to reach out to all the presidents, gave them an opportunity to respond back. I unfortunately did not hear back from all of them. I did get turned down by one of the conferences, but luckily I was able to find two presidents of the athletic conferences in Southern Illinois, the Greater Egyptian Conference and the South Egyptian Conference. And so let's go ahead and dig right in. You know, everything is going to be looking different here probably pretty soon with the looming of ISBE threatening to go ahead and potentially pull funding, perhaps some negligence charges if a student-athlete gets sick with COVID-19, if they play basketball or maybe even any other sport. It's been a little unclear, but we are going to go ahead and ask kind of the simple questions to both Ryan Fritch of the GEC and Alan Pearman of the SEC. So without further ado, let's get started. All right, first up, we've got Ryan Fritch of Pope County, the superintendent, and also the president of the Greater Egyptian Conference. Ryan, how are you doing, first of all?
Hey, doing great.
Great.
So far, so good.
Good, good. Happy to hear that. The past few days, you know, have been a whirlwind for media members, so I really can't imagine what it's like being the president of an athletic conference here in Illinois or a superintendent or anything like that. But what for you... what has your reaction been to the news about basketball and everything happening here with IHSA and the state of Illinois been?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, one thing with what has transpired this, in the course of this week, it really puts school districts in a bind, puts everybody in the middle of this power struggle, you would say, or I'm not sure what you would really call it to this point, but really puts school districts, school boards, in the middle of deciding whether or not are you going to play sports or not play sports and all the ramifications that could follow because of that with trying to play basketball. You know, the IDPH has issued their thoughts on it, and IHSA has said we can play basketball starting the 16th of November, and I don't see how school districts can make that leap of faith right now and go out there and go out on a limb and allow basketball to happen. There's too many potential problems associated with that as you move forward. And it really has put school districts in a bad spot, and it's really put our student-athletes in a bad spot. And that's who is hurt the most by this, you know, because these kids deserve a season. They deserve to be able to play, but we need to be able to offer that in a safe and healthy way, and I think we can do that, but these higher level organizations need to get back to the table, get over their power struggle, and sit down together and put a return to play involving basketball on the table that we can all live with, that we can all use, that we can all use for guidance, that will appease everybody.
Now,
where we're at, I think.
Now the Chicago Public Schools have already said, I think last night it was, they said that they're going to stand down, accept the governor's order for basketball to be played in the spring. Keeping that in mind, and as you said, the basketball season, according to IHSA, begins on November 16th. When do you anticipate that the Greater Egyptian Conference is going to be able to meet and try to make a decision?
Yeah, we're actually meeting Monday night. All the superintendents and athletic directors are meeting Monday night to discuss this. And I really don't know if we have enough information right now to make a decision. I think at this point, my recommendation would be that we can't move forward because we're, you know, there's just not enough guidance out there. And I hate it for everybody that's involved, but there's just not enough guidance yet from all kinds of different places. You know, I mean, we really want to participate in a season, but, you know, if the IHSA doesn't change their views and move the season to spring, will there be a season to participate in spring? You know, we don't know any of those details yet either, so I don't really know how we can make an informed decision when there's so much up in the air right now.
And my next question was going to be, and you kind of allude to it there, but what really goes into a decision like this? Because obviously there's the liability and money issues that the Board of Education has been kind of flaunting about, saying, you know, this could be an issue for public schools that decide to go ahead and go forward. You could be held liable. Some are saying maybe lose funding from the board. What else might go into a decision like this?
I think really what you think about is, okay, who we followed, you know, we're under the guidance of the Illinois School Code and the Illinois State Board of Education. We also are governed by the IHSA as far as interscholastic activities. But our school depends upon funding from the state of Illinois. Our school follows the rules set forth by the state of Illinois. The Illinois High School Association is technically not a Illinois association. You know, it's not something we are governed underneath. So we really are caught in this crossfire of all this. And so I think you really are concerned with, okay, if we participate in the sports season, we're violating guidance set forth by the state of Illinois, which is the Illinois Department of Public Health, the governor's office, and ISBE. And as far as the school district is concerned, you have to worry about, could there be legal liability there? Could there be penalty from those organizations on your school district later on for not following the rules? Could there be a potential loss of funding? I don't know. I don't think there would be, but you don't know those answers to those questions. And then the other part of that, too, one of the big concerns is most school districts in Southern Illinois do not have any insurance coverage when it's related to COVID-19 claims. So you also run the risk, if you're not following what your state health standards are for mitigation practices, if you're not following those rules set forth by the state of Illinois, you're really opening yourself up to the legal responsibility of, if something bad happens in regards to COVID, say you have a student that contracts COVID and that they can trace that back to, well, it was because of basketball, then I think it puts your district in a liability sitting that you probably don't want to be in. So that's really one of the big concerns as well as you move forward and try to navigate these waters. That's really one thing you're looking at, kind of all those pieces of those puzzles, and how can we make it work? And I don't know at this point that we can make it work.
Now, the final question that I'm going to have for you, Ryan, as president of your conference, and you did mention this and allude to it in the past answers you've given here today, but what do you feel the decision Monday night for the Greater Egyptian Conference, as president of that conference, what do you feel that decision is going to be? If you aren't too sure, I totally understand, but I just feel it's good to ask all the presidents of the conferences here today. What do you think your conference is going to decide if you do make a decision on Monday?
Yeah, I kind of foresee our conference maybe not even really coming to a conclusion, because I don't know that there's enough information out there yet. You know, the smoke still hasn't really cleared from the situation. So I really think as a conference, we will probably err on the side of caution. And I don't know that there will even be a decision reached on Monday night, just for the fact that there's not enough information out there yet to make a good, informed, quality decision that benefits our student athletes the most. And, you know, we'll see how some things play out. But I really don't know. I can't speak on behalf of all the other superintendents of the conference. But it kind of goes back to a local decision. I really feel that it's kind of out of the hands of the conference. It's really more thrown back in the laps of your local school boards and your local school districts to kind of make a decision on what you do. So as far as the conference goes, I'm really not sure the conference will take a stand on what we're going to do.
Now, what information might help better? I know you kind of alluded to this as well, but what information might come to light here in the next 48 hours or so that could help make an informed decision?
Yeah, I think what we really need is we need the state organizations to come together and give us some guidance. They need to come together, sit down at the table, and create something that we can go with. They can't just, you know, right now we're at a division point, and they have got to come together and create something that we can use for guidance, that we can go with, and that they can say, okay, this is what we're doing. whether that's the IHSA, you know, retracting what they've said, or I don't think that's going to happen, or, you know, they just need to get to the table and put something together that doesn't put us in the middle. That's really, I'm hoping, what they will do. But whether or not that'll happen, that would be speculation at this point.
Greater Egyptian Conference President and Pope County Superintendent Ryan Fritch. Ryan, thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning today to talk with us, and we wish you the best of luck at your conference meeting Monday night.
Hey, I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks a lot. You have yourself a great day.
All right, we're moving now on to Alan Pearman, the SEC South Egyptian Conference President and the Egyptian Athletic Director. Alan, how are you doing, first of all?
All right, how are you?
I can't complain too much, aside from, you know, all the craziness that's been going on the past few days. But speaking of the past few days, you know, it's been a whirlwind for media members trying to connect all the dots and figure out what's going on. I can't really imagine for a president of an athletic conference what it's been like for you guys. And what has your reaction been to kind of the news that's been released in the past few days?
Well, we're just, you know, we're so back and forth. It's just, you don't know what to do, what to tell your kids. You don't know what to tell your colleagues. It's very difficult right now. And as a conference, we're a very small school conference, and we're struggling right now, numbers wise, anyways. When it comes to, are some of the schools kids not wanting to participate because of fears or parental concerns, and we have several. We probably won't even have JV teams in our conference if we get to play.
Right, exactly. The Chicago Public School System has already decided that they're going to side with the governor in this dispute between IHSA and the state, I guess you would call it. They're going to go ahead and say, we'll play basketball in the spring. Keeping that in mind, with the basketball season, also keeping in mind that begins on November 16th for practices, what do you anticipate the South Egyptian Conference, when do you expect you guys to meet and discuss what you guys might do?
Well, I think, you know, you just have to let the dust settle a little. There is some pushing and shoving going on between the governor and the IHSA, and I'm pretty proud of the IHSA for taking a stand, first of all. And I know that, we have a sports medicine committee that is sports specific, and that's the guidelines that the IHSA wanted to follow. The IDPH puts out a general health statement rather than sports specific, and I think that it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. I don't know where we'll stand. I'm assuming that there may be some schools that just say, you know, we can't do it because there's been funding threatened, and I don't know if it's it's more like a veiled threat, it seems, but it seems like, you know, which way do we go? You know, which way do we go? And as administrators, they're going to have to make a tough decision, you know.
Now, what goes into that decision? Obviously, you mentioned the funding, and then they've also mentioned potential liability issues from the Board of Education. But is there anything else for you and your conference members that are going to have to look at something specific, maybe aside from those two aspects?
Not really, other than numbers. What we'll have, per team. We have the funding issue is tough on the small schools because the small schools can't operate without that funding. You know, we're in Southern Illinois, and it's one of the most impoverished areas in the state. You know, especially where we're at, and we count on that funding, you know, to get our kids the education they deserve. So it's just a tough spot. You know, I would hate to be in an administrator's shoes. For example, you have a tragic situation that goes on in Goreville and Vienna, and what greater way to heal than through sport and through school spirit and to bring people, you know, together to overcome such a loss. So I think, for those school districts, it's probably worth rolling the dice. And liability, I don't know. I mean, they were going to have to sign a waiver anyway, saying that they understood the risks. So I don't understand how we would be more liable now than we would have been had the governor not made the announcement.
Now, the final question I have for you, Coach, as president of your conference, and it kind of sounds like as much as you guys would like to, there's a lot of fears going into this, but when your conference does officially meet and make some sort of decision, I would assume, what do you think that decision is going to look like?
Well, I think we all want to play. Every school in the South Egyptian Conference wants to play basketball. And so I think that, now that's from an athletic director standpoint. That's not necessarily from an administrator or a school board standpoint. And I think, I think my school board president wants to play. But I think that, you have to, what are they going to take away from us if we do? And what's, it's just a cost-risk. You have to analyze based on cost-risk. And if we, if we lose our funding, I can almost guarantee you that we're no, and so it's tough, really tough. That's all I can say. I really, I know I've said that 100 times probably right. Since we've been on the interview, but I can't. It's just a tough spot for everyone to be in.
Absolutely. It totally is. Well, Coach, I want to thank you. He's Alan Pierman, South Egyptian Conference President and the Athletic Director of Egyptian in TAMS. Coach, thank you so much for carving some time out of your day today.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, and there you have it. It seems like it's two sides of the same coin. Obviously, both sides wanting to get some basketball in this winter if it's possible, but one side concerned about the maybe bigger issues of the ISBE potentially pulling funding, the legality of things, negligence like that. But on the other side, wanting to play is just a matter of can we? And kind of both saying we're going to sit back, wait, and see. Some of the conferences in the area are going to be having votes very soon, just like the GEC, going to have it on Monday. The South 7 had it today. Have not seen anything yet, but hopefully news about that breaks out soon. And the other conferences in the area, I'm sure they'll be making decisions as well. We'll just have to wait and see. But thank you to both Ryan Fritch of the GEC and Alan Pierman of the SEC making this little series possible here for the people of Southern Illinois to find out just what can we maybe expect here in the coming weeks as basketball is getting pretty close to when things could start. All of the winter sports, actually. November 16th is when practices can begin. For basketball specifically, November 30th was when competitions could begin. So we'll be sitting by, standing by, waiting and seeing what exactly happens. We'll be hoping for some athletics, but if not, of course, we're going to understand with all the things that have been flying around this past week. Thanks for joining me. I'm Matt Varney from the River Radio Sports Room.